California's Napa Valley has long been associated with wine. However, wine is a newcomer when compared to all this area grows. You'll be surprised at the crops once associated with this well-known valley on this edition of the American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When you think of Napa Valley agriculture, you probably think of wine. However, as Nancy Levenberg explains, wine is a relative newcomer as the leading agricultural revenue generator.
People are always stunned to know that until the 1970s, by the dollar, the single largest cash crop we ever had here was livestock.
Napa and nearby Sonoma were places very important in all types of agriculture, from the earliest settlers who came here.
It was in Napa that all the rich landowners ran their cattle. Napa quickly emerged as one of the most fertile valleys in California, and as early as the 1880s, we provided the second largest crop of wheat of any of the counties in California.
And after wheat came a long line of other crops that put the valley on the map and in the news.
We also, at one point, were known as the pear capital of the state, the cherry capital of the state. We invented here, the inventor of the boysenberry did it and lived in Napa. So we've had a long history of all kinds of agricultural produce. Most recently, people will always mention prunes and walnuts, which is something that happened in the early 20th century.
But grapes, of course, were being grown here, at least as far back as the 1820s, with the Spanish who established missions in the area.
It very quickly became a cash crop. One of the earliest innovators and introducers of European grape vines was Gustav Niebaum, and he formed, among other things, the famous Inglenook Winery, subsequently bought by Francis Ford Coppola.
Today, you'll find many wineries here, plus a multitude of other agricultural crops that continue to flourish in the valley. Traveling the countryside, in Napa, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.